speak a little bit for him tonight. I'm thinking about gleam through the gloom. The gleam through the gloom is my subject. Over here in Matthew, the second chapter, we want to read a little bit. A lot of gloomy things in this world, a lot of confusion, lots of depression, lots of darkness, trouble. Everywhere you look, there's just trouble, distress, grief, gloom, discouragement, dismay. It seems like it's not getting any better. But I'm glad tonight that there is a gleam through the gloom, if we'll look up and we'll see. We'll see something bright. There's something bright above the gloom, above the trouble, the confusion, the discouragement. There's a gleam shining. Praise the Lord. I'm glad for that. And I want to just bring a little thought here. Thinking about when the three wise men, it doesn't say three, but there were probably three. It says, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of the Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star. Praise the Lord for the star. We have seen his star in the east, and we've come to worship him. Praise the Lord. Wonder how those men was able to recognize and see there's a star shining. There's something, a king has been born. Something wonderful has happened. Praise the Lord. Do you see the star? Glory, hallelujah. I tell you, I've been looking at that star for some time, and just recently it's still shining. Still shining bright, praise the Lord. These wise men saw a star. It was a gleam shining through the gloom. This was a gloomy time in history. It was an awful time, spiritually speaking. Augustus had brought peace to the world as an emperor of Rome. But it was a dark time in spiritual things. It was an awful time. The power of the devil was loose upon humanity. There was depression, there was trouble, there was discouragement. It's been 400 years of what they call the silent 400 years. But oh, there was this star. They saw this star. And they had come, they knew somehow that this was a king of the Jews, had been born. And so they followed this impression. Now we usually think maybe that the star guided them to Jerusalem, but it doesn't say that. It said we saw his star in the east, and we've come to worship him. Somehow they knew the king of the Jews, so they thought Jerusalem. Can somebody get me a little drink? Thank you. Praise the Lord. That's a little gleam in the gloom there, isn't it? Praise God. Oh, it's wonderful. I want us to look above the gloom tonight and see the gleam. That's my thought. There's a lot of gloom around, but you got to get above that. You got to see the gleam. Praise God. Anyway, they came to Jerusalem, and Jerusalem was troubled, and Herod was troubled, and he gathered the chief priests and scribes together, and he asked them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, that thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, said, go search diligently for the young child. When ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. And when they heard the king, they departed. And lo, glory, hallelujah. I don't hope you don't mind me using that word hallelujah. I've been using it a lot lately. It's a wonderful word. It means praise ye the Lord. That's what it means. And when they left Herod and they started out toward Bethlehem, what did they see? Lo, the star was shining. There was. Praise the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Have you seen the star? Have you seen the star tonight? Dear ones, you can see it. It's shining. It's shining bright. Praise the Lord. If you just have an eye to see the glory of God. And if you're looking at the flesh, if you're looking at the money world, if you're looking at the physical, if you're looking at the conditions around about, you're not going to see the star. You won't see it. Or if you do see it, it won't mean anything. But if you're looking up and if you're praying and seeking God and you're in tune with heaven, you're going to see that star. Young people, you need to see that star. Young people today, there's all kinds of problems that we're faced in our society. But there's a star shining. It'll guide you in your way. And it'll help you to know what to do. Praise the Lord. It helped me in my life. It's guided me all through these years. I've been living for the Lord. The star. I saw the star. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, I'm so happy tonight. Praise the Lord. And when they had heard the king, they departed. The king told them to go to Bethlehem. That's where the prophet said it would be. Oh, dear ones, the prophecies are still real tonight. Do you read them? Do you think about what they say in the Old Testament? It's still real. It's pointing to the Christ. It testifies of Jesus, the great Savior, the King of kings, and the light of the world. Oh, glory be to God. They saw in the east, lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them. Praise the Lord. It's still shining. I'm going to get that scripture in a little bit, Brother Porter. He walks right along with me. Praise God. Oh, glory be to God. The light, the gleam, and the gloom, dear ones. Let's get above the gloom. Let's get into the gleam. Oh, the gloom around us is terrible. It's awful things happening today. Just listen on the radio. You just hear people talk. Everything gloomy, gloomy, discouraging, confusing, scary. All of this here. But dear ones, there's a gleam above it all. Let's look up at that gleam. Jesus Christ is still the King of kings and Lord of lords. He's still your friend. He'll help you out. He's above all this mess we've got down here in this world. Praise the name of the Lord. This big old pulpit don't bother me one bit. Praise God, I'm just as free as I can be. Isn't that wonderful? Praise the Lord. I was wondering for a little bit, how are you going to get up that great big old pulpit? Don't worry about that. Don't be afraid of that at all. Cover that distance just as well as it did over at the old chapel. Praise the Lord. The gleam is here. That's the thing. That's what we want, is the gleam. The gleam is shining out in our lives. Oh, praise the Lord. They saw that star. And it said, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. Oh, praise the Lord. It wasn't just a star in the sky. It was the light of God. It was the light of faith. Shining and going right over where the young child was. And what does it say? And when they saw that star, they rejoiced. Oh, dear ones, you'll rejoice too in your life if you'll see that star. If that star will shine, that star of holiness, that star of love, that star of faith, that star of power and strength. That's what you want to get your eyes on. Don't look at people. Don't look at people, oh, you'll get disappointed. But you look above, you see the star. Praise the Lord. Oh, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Oh, praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for this. Well, we're going to leave that now. These wise men, they saw the gleam. You see, do you see the gleam? Oh, dear young people today, do you see the shining gleam? I thank God in my youth I was able to see the gleam, the shining. As a little child in Sunday school, and I'm a Sunday school teacher, I wish I could meet her again. I wish I could find her and tell her what she meant to me. Ozell Wyatt, many of you probably remember her. She taught me about Jesus, and I saw the gleam as a child. Praise the Lord. As we got older, it seemed like we finally was able to find salvation in the gleam. And it began to shine. And dear ones, today, it's shining brighter today than it ever has shone in my life. Praise the Lord. It just does that. It is that way. It'll shine brighter as you follow it. As you walk in the light of it, it'll get better, richer. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah again. Glory be to God. Over here in Matthew 4, we're going to get Brother Porter's scripture now. Matthew 4 and 13. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is the sea coast, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that is, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw great light. Oh, the gleam shining through the gloom of sorrow, the gloom of trouble, the gloom of discouragement, the gloom of confusion, the gloom of despair, the gloom of error and wrong and false doctrine and false churches and wickedness and sin of all kinds. Through all of that, the shining, the light, though the people that sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and the shadow of death, light has sprung up. Oh, dear ones, when you realize the darkness, when you realize your ignorance, when you realize your need, then you look up to the Lord. Lord, give me the light. I'll tell you, dear ones, every one of us have the privilege of looking to the Lord, and He'll give you light. Oh, He'll give you light. It'll shine in your hearts forever and forever. Oh, praise God for the light. Praise God for the star. Praise God for the gleam that's shining in this world today. It's wonderful. It's precious. Oh, we're so happy this tonight. I want to go over there to Isaiah 9. I'd like to compare this prophecy with you here. This is a quotation from Isaiah 9 and 1. In the last verse of the 8th chapter, it says, they'll look into the earth and behold trouble and darkness, dimness of anguish, and they shall be driven to darkness. Nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in her vexation, when at the first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. Afterward did more grievously afflict her by way of the sea beyond Jordan in Galilee of the nations. The people that sat in darkness saw a great light. Oh, praise God. A number of years ago, family and I, when I was a little boy, about 12 years old, we made a trip to Carlsbad Caverns. And way down there in the bowels of the earth, they had us all sit down And they turned all the lights out. And you talk about something dark. You sat there. It was dark. Oh, you couldn't see a thing. You know, just to sit there for a long time, that would be an awful thing. It seemed like we sat there for quite a while. You just get a feeling like you got to get those lights back on. This darkness is too much. I can't take this darkness. There was the darkness of sin in this world is far greater. The darkness of people's minds. The darkness of anguish, the darkness of despair, dimness, don't know, ignorance and error and wrong. It just grows, it's thick in this world. But there's a gleam shining, there's a light shining. The light of the gospel, the light of Jesus. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. And they that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shine. Praise the Lord. Has the light shine on you? We got a book, song in our book. I don't know which one number it is. 226 maybe. There's a light shining down upon me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Dear ones, I'm so glad for the light tonight. Are you glad for the light? The light of the gospel. It has shone in our hearts. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's notice in Proverbs chapter 4. Oh, it's wonderful. It says in the 14th verse, enter not into the path of the wicked. Go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it. And pass away. Pass on. For they sleep not except they've done mischief, and their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. Oh, you got to turn from the paths of sin and folly and wrong. You got to turn from the paths of lust and covetousness and pride and the world and styles and fads and fashions. You got to turn from all of that. Get away from it. Don't partake of it. Don't, what do people see in those things? It's so light and vain and chaffy and wrong. The TV and the VCRs and all the things of the world that people go after. It's so vain, it's so light, it's so shallow. Pass by it. Don't go after those things. We try, we endeavor to urge young people, don't go after the world. It doesn't have what you need. It doesn't have it. You might think it does, but it doesn't. Take it from someone that knows. Take it from someone that's been down the road. It doesn't have it. It's dim, it's dark, it's shadow, it's wrong, it's evil, it's harmful, it's destructive, it's degrading, it's confusing, and it'll ruin your life. Oh, praise the Lord. But listen to this next verse. But the path of the just is as the shining light, which shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Do you believe the Christian life can be brighter today than it ever was before to you? Yes, it can be, and yes, it is. It's brighter today than it ever was in all my life. And it's getting brighter as we go up the shining way. Praise the Lord. Oh, may the Lord help us. The path of the just is as a shining light. I know all my life, on my boyhood days growing up, as I studied about Halley's Comet, and I looked forward to seeing it. I looked forward to seeing that comet. And I remember, I would think now, in 1985 or 86, thou see the comet, Halley's Comet. And I thought, oh, that'll be a wonderful experience. And so I looked forward to it. And then when 1985 rolled around and the talk began to buzz about Halley's Comet, And I began to look and see, trying to find where it was, and I couldn't find it. I didn't know what. I was looking for some great big hilarious, a great big spectacular sight. And so, I remember we went up to Enid one night. I was with Brother Willie. I was in 85, fall of 85. And he knew where it was. And he pointed it out to me. But I didn't know. That didn't look like nothing special. It was just beginning to develop, see. Well, 1985 faded, and 1986 came around, and we were living here at Guthrie then, and one morning, I can't remember what day it was in the spring, early spring, a bunch of us went out east of town early one morning. They said at that time that Halley's Comet was in the eastern sky before daybreak. And so we all, a bunch of us went out. I don't know if anybody here was with us, could remember that morning or not, but a bunch of us went out there, and we went out on the road where Randall and June used to live, down that road, mile this side of where you turn north to go to Brother Bob and Sister Irma's. And we was going up, had our telescopes and our binoculars, and we was a-looking at that, and trying to find it, and we was going up and down, we was a-searching. And seemed like we couldn't see it. They said it was there. And then all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I saw it. And I looked, I said, "Hey, come here, here it is." And there it was. You would not know, unless you knew what you were looking at, you wouldn't know what it was. I looked, and there you could see the head. It was fairly dim, but you could see that tail just sweeping across the sky. It is! There it is! But it wasn't anything that spectacular. I was kind of disappointed in it, but I saw it. There it was. Halley's Comet. I went back to my house that morning and got back before the sun began to come up. It was still dark when I pulled into the drive. I got out of my car and stood and looked it right in the face. I couldn't have done it before because I hadn't seen it, hadn't been revealed. God bless your heart. That's the same way with this light I'm talking about. Yes. The gleam is something you've got to open your heart and mind to. You've got to want to see it. You've got to yearn for it. You've got to desire it. And listen, dear ones, the gleam will shine through the gloom into your heart and your life forever. And it'll start getting brighter and brighter and brighter. Why is it that young people don't realize the value of it? I was a young person myself one time. And I remember I didn't realize, I was not aware of how wonderful it was. But there came a time when I realized my darkness. I realized that I was lost and undone. And I began to seek the Lord. And I made up my mind I was going to live for God. And I thank the Lord He saved me. And that light shone down. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, I thank the Lord for the light. Another place was so precious. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Oh, I thank the Lord for the light of God, dear ones. The gleam shining through the gloom. The dark gloom, the turmoil, the discouragement, the confusion, the questions, the wonderments, all of this. There's a gleam that's a shining. If you open your heart, you'll see this wonderful light. 2 Corinthians 4. And it says, in the fourth verse, "In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not." See, we got to watch the old God of this world. He'll blind your mind. That's right. He'll blind your mind. He's a ace at that. He's real cunning at that. Working on people's minds. Putting thoughts in your minds that will bar you out of seeing the light. That's the God of this world. You'll be so taken up with money and pleasure and the things of this life to where it'll blind your mind and the light won't penetrate. It just won't be the thing. Oh, may the Lord help us today that we won't allow this to happen to us. That we'll get down on our knees and start seeking the Lord. Lord, help me to see how dark I am. Help me to see how poor and needy I am. And then as you look up, you'll feel the darkness, and that's an awful feeling. But that's when you can see the light. Yes, when you see, Lord, I'm poor and needy. I don't have anything. All of my abilities are no good. And I need you. You are my light. Praise the Lord. Lest the light of the glorious gospel, the God of this world, would blind the minds. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. What does one little ray of light do in a camera? One little ray of light. It takes a picture, doesn't it? That's how sensitive that film is. Just an instant, just fraction of a second of a light piercing in through the shutter, through the lens into that film. It leaves that impression. So it is with your heart and your life. If you will get a vision and open up your heart to the light and say, Lord, I need your light. I need you to give me understanding. I need you to help me. And open your heart to the Lord. The light will shine in your heart forever. Praise the Lord. Oh, wonderful. We preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servant for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, light shining out of darkness, has shined in our hearts, praise the Lord, to give the light in the knowledge of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. I want to think about that term glory. Brilliance, dazzling brightness. That's what the gospel is. It shines into our hearts. It gives us knowledge and understanding. We're able to live. We're able to function. We're able to do. We're able to speak. We're able to work for the Lord. We're able to live a life that would be pleasing in His sight. Oh, the gleam shining through the gloom. Do you have this? Praise the Lord. You can have it. In 2 Peter chapter 1, thank God for the light. People that sat in darkness have seen a great light. It says here in the 16th verse, we have not followed cunningly devised fables. Who's talking here? The Apostle Peter himself, the beloved Apostle who loved the Lord Jesus and gave his life. He's telling us, we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of His majesty. For He received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to Him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Don't you think that was a wonderful time? Those brethren followed Peter, James, and John, followed our blessed Master up, as they say it was, Mount Hermon, way to the north of the land of Judea there, way up there in the mountains, way into a high mountain, and there, up there, in the trees, and in the snows, in the place where that He knelt to pray, our blessed Savior. And as He prayed, His countenance became white and glistening. Mark says it was like no fuller's soap could ever make it white. Like as Matthew said, His face shone as the sun. Luke said it was white and glistening, His raiment just white and just dazzling glory as He prayed. And the apostles were heavy with sleep. And suddenly they woke up and they looked and they saw their Master in all the dazzling glory, the gleam, And they looked at him, and Peter, he's looked. They looked and they saw two men talking with the Lord. And they recognized this, Moses and Elias. And they heard him what they were talking about his decease, the death he was going to suffer in Jerusalem. And Peter said, he said, Master, it's good to be here. Let's build three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. But then a cloud, big, beautiful, bright cloud, covered over them. And a voice came out of the cloud and said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Oh, dear ones, the gleam. Don't you know that impressed Peter? That was precious to his heart. Because he says here, we have not followed these cunningly devised fables, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Here was a man that saw the majesty and glory of Christ. Because it said he received from God the Father honor and glory. When there came that voice from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased. And this voice, he said, which came from heaven, we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. We have also, he says, a more sure word of prophecy. Now, the Greek text says it like this, and it's a little plainer to me. We have the prophetic word more firm. The prophetic word. The word of the prophecy. What's he talking about? He's talking about Isaiah. He's talking about Jeremiah. He's talking about Zechariah. He's talking about the Psalms. All the prophecies. We have those prophecies confirmed in our hearts and minds. They're made sure. They have been revealed. You ever do much reading in the Old Testament? It's still vibrant with the glory of God. It's just full of inspiration. Because all of those scriptures in the Old Testament, Christ brought them and gave them to us. Praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? Do you believe that? He did. He took these Old Testament scriptures and gave them to us. They're our inheritance. They're fulfilled in you and me. Oh, praise the Lord. The New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. The Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. That's why it's so important to us. That's why it's so inspiring to read in the Psalms. Oh, dear ones, it's just like glory, just like rays of light. What Psalms do you know? Are you acquainted with any of the Psalms? If I would say Psalm 72, does that bring anything to your mind? 72. What does that bring? If I say Psalm 2, what does that bring to your mind? You have any idea? How about Psalm 22? How about Psalm 24? How about Psalm 40? How about Psalm 44? Do you know anything about these Psalms? They are the testimonies of Christ. They are light. He said, we have the prophetic word more firm, confirmed, brought to pass, revealed, established. The prophetic word. And listen, what did he say about it? Whereunto you do well that you take heed. Take heed to it. As unto a light shining in a dark place. Until the day dawn. And the day star arise in your hearts. Praise the Lord. When the day star arises, glory be to God. You talk about light divine, wonderful light, shining down from heaven above. Do you do well that you take heed unto the prophecy? The prophetic word, what it says. How about Zechariah 4? You know what that means? You know what prophecy that is? Oh, the prophecy of the church of God. Zechariah 13 and 1. Praise the Lord. Oh, dear ones, it's wonderful. Malachi 3 and 14. You know what that is?
Oh, glory be to God. It's a prophecy. It has been confirmed. And we take heed to it. We listen to it. Oh, some say, oh my, go to a Bible study. That's boring to me. Oh, no, it's not boring. It's wonderful. Praise the Lord. When you listen to the Word of God, it is revealed. It's like shafts of light.
Yes.
Shining right down in your heart. Oh, glory be to God. Let's have a good meeting. Let's open our hearts to the Word of the Lord. Let's pray. Pray the Lord to shine His gleam in this place. The Lord will do that. You'll open your hearts to it. It says here, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place. And the word in the Greek for dark is murky, muddy, dirty, foggy, misty. That's what that word means. The light is shining in a murky place, in a dark place, hard, confused, dusty, cloudy, foggy, can't hardly see anything. Listen, that light will penetrate through the darkness as you open your heart. Praise the Lord. Until the day dawn, the day will dawn, and the day star arise in your hearts. Oh, praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? I'm thankful that the day star has arisen. A young man way back in the 1700s, his name was Henry Kirkwhite. He was just a young man. But he got a hold of heaven. He got a hold of the Lord. And he studied the Bible. He prayed. He wrote beautiful poems, wrote beautiful articles. He just wore himself out and died from overstudy at just in his 20s. Henry Kirkwhite. But he wrote a poem. And when I first read this poem, it just seemed like it touched the very inner chords of my spirit. The Star of Bethlehem. I'd like for you to just try to listen to it. I've recited it to you. Because, dear ones, that's the gleam shining to those wise men. And it's still shining to you and to me. And the gloom in your life, the sorrows and the troubles, the heavy burdens that you're bearing today, don't forget, look for the gleam. The gleam will shine. He'll shine in your heart. You can go home tonight and turn your eyes heavenward and you can see it. The light is shining down. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. When marshaled on the nightly plain, the glittering host bestud the sky. One star alone of all the train can fix the sinner's wandering eye. Hark, hark to God! The chorus breaks from every host, from every gem. But one alone the Savior speaks. It is the Star of Bethlehem. Once on the raging seas I rode. The storm was loud, the night was dark. The ocean yawned and rudely blowed the wind that tossed my floundering bark. Deep horrors then my vitals froze. Death struck, I ceased the tide to stem. When suddenly a star rose, was the Star of Bethlehem. It was my guide, my light, my all. It made my dark foreboding cease. And through the storm and danger straw, it led me to the port of peace. Now safely moored my perils o'er, I'll sing first in night's diadem, forever and forevermore. The Star of Bethlehem. That star is Jesus, is still shining. He's the light of the world. He that followeth me, he said, will not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Do you have it? Tonight, dear ones, you can have this light of life. It'll shine in your heart. It'll be more to you than anything else could ever be. the light, the gleam shining through the gloom. And then we have that other song, O beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim, giving a light for those who long have gone. And guiding the wise men on their way unto the place where Jesus lay. O beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. O beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim. No, how's that second verse go? Beautiful star, the hope of light, guiding the pilgrims through the night, over the mountains till the break of dawn. For Jesus is now that star divine, brighter and brighter he will shine. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Might have had it a little mixed up there. I think the part of that was the last verse. That one verse says, beautiful star, the hope of rest, for the redeemed, the good and blessed, yonder in glory, when the crown is won. Oh, dear ones, this is the story of the rose. Did you ever hear that story? Of the story of the rose. It grew by a wall. And there was a crack in that wall, and the sunlight on the other side shone through. And that rose vine, it followed that light. And it came through that crack and came out on the other side. Yes. Praise the Lord. We follow the light. All through our life, dear ones, we're following the light of heaven. Yes. Praise the Lord. You keep following that light. He says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, what? We have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Praise the Lord. Oh, dear ones, today, I believe it was Balaam in his prophecy way back in Numbers there, said, there shall a star rise out of Jacob. Oh, listen, the star has arisen. Have you seen the star? You may think you have, and I hope you have. Not be the judge of whether you have it or not. But I want to say there's a gleam that's shining through the gloom today. Praise the Lord. It's cheering our hearts. It's guiding us. It's helping us to see the way that he wants us to go. Thank God for the gleam shining through the gloom. God bless you.